and welcome to episode 143 of Anime and Us. I'm DJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright, guys. We spun the wheel for Upote.
Now, we spun the wheel for you and got Upote.
Category. That's what we got. Upote is a Japanese manga series by Kitsune Tennoji, which began serialization in July 2009. An original net animation ONA, that's an odd one, I don't, I've seen that one yet, series by Expect, was streamed on Nico Nico Doga, on Crunchyroll, between April to June 2012. The series started airing in Japan in July 2012. This is odd. It's not typically done that way.
When you said ONA, I thought that was a Japanese word, but it's O-N-A.
Yeah, ONA, sorry.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what ONA is, but then it's just three letters. I was like, oh, I don't know what that is either, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what an original net animation is. ONA, known in Japan as web anime. Oh, okay. So it didn't release on TV first, which we knew. It released on Crunchyroll first and whatever other thing it said.
So it's kind of...
So it counts as an ONA.
So it's kind of like a Ruby then.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Ruby's technically not anime, though. It's not made in
Japan. But no, it's a web show.
Yes.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Started there. It's the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
The only Yeah. Because, like, Red vs. Blue isn't technically animation.
No.
So that doesn't count. That's Mashima or Machina or something like that. I forget what it's called. There's, like, a name for it when you make a series out of a video game animations.
Oh.
Something that's already created. Anyway. This was
Machinima, maybe?
Yeah, that might have been it.
Okay.
This one was outrageously bad in so many ways.
Uh-huh.
Don't watch it.
This was garbage.
Unless you're a pedophile. I mean, that's the only reason I could think of watching this.
I mean, we covered, I couldn't tell you the name of it off the top of my head, but we call it Battleship Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the same premise, you know, girls are an object. And
so sexist. Just that alone is just so f***ing sexist.
Yeah, but... That one, it was...
Leagues better than this
Leagues
one.
Better. I don't know what this one was.
This one was a weird slice of life.
Kind of. But there was a lot of sexual assault of young women in this.
Oh my god. And it was mostly the young women against other young women.
Yeah.
I think that was entirely, actually.
Yeah, I was... Yeah, because there was only one, like, one guy in it, maybe two.
The teacher, and he's... I don't even know if he's oblivious to the girls, because he's like... He'll say, like, thong girl, and then he, like, gets upset because he accidentally let that slip. He didn't do it on purpose.
Yes.
So I don't even think he's oblivious to them. I think he realizes that they're, like, sexualizing him in a way, and he's, like, standing off and staying back. So I really think it's just the girls sexualizing each other, despite what I just said about thong girl.
Yeah. I mean, it's super... Just... What's the premise, Sean?
These girls, apparently all females. That's what I picked up towards the end. But anyway, these girls are in a school, middle school, first year middle school, which means... They're 11. Maybe 10, maybe 12. Depends on when they were born.
Mm-hmm.
That's f***ing sick. Because of what we're going to say next. well, in a moment, anyway. They're in this school. Every girl is also a certain kind of rifle. The main character is an M16. Other ones are other variations of different kinds of rifles. I think they're all from different parts of the world. I don't think any two of them are from the same country.
So this anime was sacrilege on two levels for Sean.
They got a lot of gun things right, to be fair, and then they got a lot of them wrong. But, so it's, the anime is just them going to school, and then it's, like, hyper-sexualized all the time.
Yeah, but the girls are guns, but they're not guns. I mean,
They are guns.
They are guns, but they don't shoot. They shoot actual guns.
That just appear off-screen. You never actually see one appear on-screen. I paid attention to that.
Oh, okay.
So, like... There'll be a shot of, like, let's say they're standing and talking to someone, so the camera angles from behind them.
Uh-huh.
And then the camera angle will cut to the teacher with them off screen, and then the camera angle will cut back to them from behind, and then a girl will turn around and she has a rifle in her hand. That's how it is every single time. You never actually see one materialize.
That's super weird. Like, I did not understand the mechanics of this.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's just, the girls are just guns so they can sexualize them and use reasons to show panty shots and, you know, touch them inappropriately. And
you know what's really weird is that there weren't that many panty shots, if any, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like, the main girl, especially in the first episode, like, they're looking up her skirt, but it's grayed out. so you don't actually see anything. And then there's full, not nude, but full naked scenes where you don't actually see nipple or, you know, vagina right. or anything. But everything else is there, and the girls are literally molesting each other. Like, for instance, you won't see her nipples because another girl is holding her boobs and squeezing them violently. And then another one, the girl's bent over, and she's up behind her as if they were doing something.
Yeah.
With hands on her ass, squeezing it violently. Or jiggling it. Like, it's so sexualized in one way, and then not sexualized in what would typically be. Because typically there would be panty shots.
Uh-huh.
Right? Or things like that at the very least.
Right.
And that doesn't seem to typically be the case. And then, bam, it's in your face.
And then it gets even weirder at the end when they revealed that none of these girls actually grow up.
Oh, I didn't see that. I don't think it
is. The very last line is the male teacher saying, all right, you girls are going to be taking your high school exams. And she's like, oh, no, we're this type of guns. We're always going to be middle schoolers.
Christ.
Yeah, so...
I guess then it begs the question, how old are they? It could be a Lolly situation where they could be 20. They didn't actually talk about age. They just said first year of middle school.
Yeah, but does that excuse say...
No, not at all.
But my example is all the guns stay the same regardless, right? So what about the girls that are elementary school? You know?
I don't want to talk about that.
Exactly. That's my whole point. This show is gross.
It still goes along in the Lolly thing, but yes, it's gross.
This show is really, really gross. But it is impressive in one way. They managed to squeeze a beach, hot spring, and story episode into one single episode.
They did it. The trifecta.
They put all the tropes into one big episode, and it was... That was like... They didn't want to do just one or the other. They wanted to do all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really, really bad.
It's terrible. I don't... where to even, like... dissect.
I mean, we could talk about the couple of story elements that are in it, like the tournament and then the attack at the end.
Tournament? It didn't even feel like a tournament. It just felt like a training exercise. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It didn't really feel like a tournament.
Yeah, I know. And it was just there to highlight this very, like, almost rapey girl.
Oh my. That's. That one just scene.
Hold on,
that
Sean,
one scene.
Sean is holding his head right now and bent over. I just wanted to explain that.
I watched that scene with my wife, by the way. She was on the couch with me earlier when this specific scene came up. You'll understand in a moment when we get into it. Well, they're having this tournament or whatever, and two girls come from another school. A furry.
Mm-hmm.
And then a taller girl who you kind of assume she's older,
mm-hmm.
but... Who really
she's,
knows?
She's just more formed than the other girls.
Who really knows? And she's malicious. Like, she enjoys hurting them, mm-hmm. shooting them. And when they get shot, they don't die. They just get damaged, and then they're repaired off screen.
Yeah, which is really stupid.
Whatever. I mean, I'm fine with them not dying, because they are technically rifles or whatever. They can be repaired, but, like, maybe go a little more detail into that.
Yeah, but, like, they show... Once you realize they can't be killed, and then they start showing up, people getting shot... And, like, getting in the head. Oh, my God, that person's... No, no, no. None of it matters.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Next episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, she enjoys hurting them and all that jazz. And then there's a scene where they're, like, firing at the one girl. And, like, her teammate's firing at the girl. And, like, I think they might have taken out one of the other girls already.
Yeah.
And then the new girl, the malicious one, is, like, up against a tree. Literally fingering herself.
Mm-hmm.
Literally
uh-huh.
fingering herself.
Yes, she is.
And then when she's done, when she climaxes, her fingers come up and they're dripping wet.
Yep.
That was something.
That was not good.
It's for weirdos, man.
It's definitely somebody's, what's the word I'm looking for? Kink.
I guess.
Yeah.
The first episode, our first rubbing with this specific type of sexualization of minors was in the first episode when the main girl met the teacher somehow.
Mm-hmm.
What happened exactly? Where she was like, oh, trigger or my butt stock or whatever.
They were at a fair and she was doing the shooting range.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then he comes up and he takes the gun and he holds the gun. Which...
Was it her gun?
No, it was the gun for the rifle, but which doesn't make sense now that I actually think about it, because... The rest of the show, he knows nothing about guns.
Oh my god. Like, immediately after that,
yeah.
He's stupid on guns. But in that moment, he grabs the gun and he gets all the shots.
Yeah, and he's perfect with the gun.
And while he's doing, she's like, oh my god, he's gripping the stock. The finger on his trigger, and this 11-year-old girl is, like, squirming in excitement.
Yeah.
So we were both watching that, like, what the f***? Because we already knew that she's a first year middle schooler. Uh-huh. It's like, what the f*** is happening?
Because we read the description.
And then what was really odd is the second episode, zero sexualization.
Yeah, it just went zero. Straight boring anime.
Boring, outlandish, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was like this, okay, I guess the rest of the show is going to be like this, and the sexualization was just the first episode. No, they just took a break for an episode. Yeah,
and there were plenty of times where it just wasn't there. Maybe not for a whole episode, I can't remember, but there were plenty of times where there's long periods of times where there's just none. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, those were the most tolerable parts, honestly.
But it's just really odd. If you're going to do it, go all the way.
I mean, why do you do.
Oh, yeah. It's probably the farthest any of them have gotten, except for the crazy ones like Queensway. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, this is the farthest, except for all those.
This is the farthest tame one you can get, and this isn't tame.
Yeah, I mean, specifically to see where they're, like, in the bathtub grabbing each other's tits and her ass. And it's weird for me to say, but it's vulgar.
Yeah, but
it's not enjoyable.
But there's, like, but everything's so badly written, too. Like, this girl, the malicious girl that you're talking about, was malicious and hateful to these girls. And then they're friends by the end.
Oh my god, last episode of Friends.
Yeah, it's like, she comes to save them. It's like, what? Weren't you the bad guy in that episode?
And we find out in the last episode when the teacher's like standing up, the male teacher's like standing up for the main girl, the M16. Mm-hmm. He's like blocking her from getting shot. And he gets shot and he falls to the ground and he blood pulls up and then it disappears. And MCC is like, oh, you're okay. As long as you're shot by our bullets, you can't die. So he heals because the bullets don't do real damage.
How do you magically heal blood squirting out of you? But
it works.
But that's not quite the explanation I got. The explanation was, if the gun fires itself, it can't hurt you. But if another human fires
it, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
So
they're firing their own weapons.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Now, to the gun stuff, they got a lot of gun stuff, right? Like, the models, what they're firing, what they look like. And then they got a lot of stuff wrong. Like, the one episode where the girl her gun kept jamming, and she kept pushing the breech for it to clear it, and she used it like it was a bolt action. It doesn't work that way, like, at all, because the way they're animating it, she's pushing it forward into the chamber. If it goes into the chamber, it's stuck. It needs to come out of the chamber. So, like, when you do that, you jam it a couple times to loosen it up, and then it either falls out on its own or you grab it. So, like, it didn't make any sense. There was a bunch of little things like that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it all drove you absolutely insane.
A little bit. I was kind of in awe of how crazy and brazen they were with the sexualization. So, like, it was hard to pay attention to much else.
Yeah, that's fair. And then the last episode is a bunch of other girls show up during their beach spa day kind of thing, and then they start shooting
up the schools, the whole area.
The main girls, because they're not at the school, they're at the vacation spot. But they start shooting up the other girls, and they shoot three of the girls. They're fine. Why are we caring so much about this?
They're not dead. They're going to be fine.
They're fine. And everyone's cheating. It's like, oh, this is just a big thing. And these girls are just here for chaos and for a good fight. And it's, okay, you've been shooting each other for like 7 to 10 episodes at this point. What difference does that make? Mm-hmm.
And this was like the big story arc. And beginning and end was in the last episode of that story arc.
It's like, this has no tension. This has... It's not even well written. It's just terrible. Like they try to write it.
I guess the art was okay. That's the one thing.
Yeah, but it was made in 2012, right?
Yeah, well, for 12, it's okay.
It's okay, but
it's not spectacular.
No, it's average.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and
it's the one thing that's average.
That's what they say. Everything else is bad. The one thing that the easiest thing to make average.
Yeah, I don't know. It's bad. Don't watch it.
Yeah,
like I don't know who it's for besides pedophiles. I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
It's way too sexualized for minors. And they're sexualizing minors, so it's not for adults. It's really weird. I don't know. Don't watch it. What else do we have for you? I guess we gotta rate it.
Yeah, we gotta rate it.
One?
Nah, I think it's out. Well, this is definitely a one.
One?
Yeah, it's a one. So, I just realized that I never went through the list, so I don't actually know off the top of my head.
I'm okay with that. We can just walk, spin through me. I've been saying for a while, we either need to write them down or just stop.
I know there's, Ungo was on one of them.
Which one's that? Sounds familiar. Ungo.
I think that's the one with...
The spirit one?
The spirit one.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was only 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Even if it, though it's a one.
Just go to go to this website so we can see it. You're so small, we can just click through it. Hold on a second. Yeah. As it goes to you. Ultramarine Magmel.
Oh, God. Ungo. Machine Doll.
That one was...
One more, right?
Yuku Holder. That was the vampire.
Oh, okay. Christ.
Yeah, they're all bad.
Do you write? Like... I can't rank them. They're all bad.
No, they're all terrible.
I guess somehow this one is above the others slightly because it's only 10 episodes, but they're all terrible.
Well, Unbreakable Machine Now is unforgivable.
Even, I don't want to watch any of them
again. Unbreakable Machine Now is even more unforgivable than this one, believe it or not.
But gun to my head, less episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That was, you is not fun.
Ready to spin for me?
Yeah, let's do it.
These very small. I didn't click on any of them, but none of the names look particularly interesting.
Well, I know a Vampire D, Hunter D.
Vampire Knight.
So we got Vampire Knight.
I know Vampire Hunter D, too. I know. I watched the movie, though. I didn't watch...
The show?
Yeah. So I don't know if that's...
I don't know.
The movie was...
I just know the name.
Vampire Knight, right?
Vampire Knight. K-N-I-G-T. 13 episodes.
The art style, though. Action, romance, supernatural. 13 episodes.
It's got a long, summary, though.
Yeah. Part of it's for the second season, Guilty, apparently. Vampire Knight, Guilty.
Oh, okay. Well, Sean's going to be reading for a while, so go ahead, John.
Yuki's earliest memory is of a stormy night in winter, wherein she was attacked by a vampire, then rescued by another, Kaname. Now 10 years passed. Yuki Cross, the adopted daughter of the headmaster, legendary vampire hunter of Cross Academy, has grown up and become a guardian of the vampire race, protecting her savior, Kaname. Lots of commas again. From discovery as he leads a group of vampires at the elite boarding school. But also at her side is Zero Kiryu?
Well, I don't know.
A childhood friend whose hatred for the creatures that destroyed everything he held dear is now determined never to trust them. This coexisting arrangement seems all well and good. But have the vampires truly renounced their murderous ways? Or is there a darker truth behind their actions? Is Kaname's infatuation with Yuki the beginning of a forbidden romance? Or is it something in a forgotten past that draws him to? In this world of secrets, nothing is as it seems. So many commas. And the price of misplaced trust may even be worse than death.
Someone really must have liked this one to write that summary.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
But
that's an intriguing summary, to be fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds god-awful, but they wrote it with passion.
Right. It's action, romance, and supernatural, which I don't think we've had, super bad experiences with those stats.
I'm not expecting to try this one, but yeah.
I mean,
I never really liked most of the supernatural ones, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, but that's because all those supernatural ones always revolve around, some Sherlock Holmes lolly character.
Oh my god.
And to be fair, scroll up. Foxart has, a Sherlock Holmes girl kind of character.
She could be. So, she's got a gun in her hand. That's fair.
I don't know. Vampires could be interesting. And, you know.
Real vampires. Speaking of vampires, have you seen the Vampire the Masquerade VR that just came out?
The VR game?
VR. Battle Royale.
I know of it.
I tried it a couple games. It's interesting.
Yeah? The only Vampire Masquerade I am familiar with is the old
PC game. Do have another one coming out, but this was a side thing that they did.
Yeah, that's the only experience I had. Also, Vampire Masquerade's actually the second biggest tabletop.
Yes.
So, that whole genre of things, from what I understand, is...
I never heard of it until a couple years ago.
Well, I didn't hear of it as far as pen and paper, but I've heard of it because of the video game.
I heard of the game, but the pen and paper and how big it was, I never really heard of before.
Yeah, World of Darkness, I think it's called.
Oh. I don't know. But, yeah, VR is okay. Better than Fortnite.
Oh, well, I mean, we're biased against Fortnite, to be fair. Well,
I've been playing a little bit of it recently in the past week or so because they took building out.
Okay.
So the no-build version isn't terrible. It's not exactly great.
No.
It's not terrible.
Why do we do an anime podcast when we only talk about video games?
Video games are great. You want to do a review for Elden Ring next?
Sure. I didn't beat it yet. I'm 50 hours in and I can't get past the second area.
I'll play with you.
I'm on a different console
than you. Go on PlayStation.
I can't get a PlayStation.
You can play on PS4. Free upgrade. All right, guys. Next episode.
Bye.
Vampire Night.